League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Welcome to the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located inside the River House at East River 9. Be lifted to experience the wonder of John and Lance as they commence to birdie the third hole of Del Olaya. Now, that's some golf.
I went back to Ohio.
That is not golf. That is not something I'm interested in. Birdie in Del's third hole.
Why did you repeat it?
I'm just against it. I'm totally against it.
I feel like
it.
You two-putt, honestly.
Not something I ever want to think about.
I don't think John can go up and down in a putt. I think he two-putt.
Talking
is that
out
golf
of,
stuff? Is that I just say some golf stuff?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
You didn't even know. You don't even know what you're talking about.
No.
Talking out of the side of your neck is absolutely not a saying in Texas. I'm seventh-generation Texan. No one ever said that.
I don't know.
Signed white guy, right?
It's Jack. Yeah, he's a white guy.
Lance's a white guy.
Yeah, in the black community, talking out the side of your neck.
Are you speaking for the black community?
I grew up with
people
in the black community.
Are you in the community?
I went to Rich and Roosevelt.
Are you in the community?
Yeah, talking outside your neck was a cameo song.
Mm-mm.
It is a song.
Talking out the side of your neck.
And I'm not going to listen to Jack on this. I don't really want to listen to Lance on this either. I'm not from Texas.
You know.
But I've heard the saying before.
I've never heard it. It's stupid. You don't talk out of your neck, so.
Sorry. Lance.
That's why
unless
point.
You got that.
No, don't do that.
Okay.
Point Lance.
Oh, what was he going to do?
The thing. Where people.
No.
Yeah.
We're not going to do this.
Why are you doing it?
Because that's what he wanted to do.
I know that's what he wants to do, but why are you.
This because I'm saying we're not doing that.
This happened yesterday.
This
happened yesterday, too. You're like, John tried to stop himself, didn't with the.
It was a two live crew lyric.
Yeah, but you said it
in a
way.
Movie first.
You
but
said it with an accent.
Because it's in the song like that.
But you can't criticize him and then do it.
See? No, but I'm saying that's what he wanted to do.
I know that's what he wanted to do, but he stopped himself and then you did it.
I'm not going to do that.
There
now.
It is again. Yes, we are, because
there's
you did
a character on South Park who does that.
Oh, you want to go to South Park for what's right?
Oh, God.
No.
Okay.
Well, South Park does it.
It would be pretty dumb.
Then why can't we?
Yeah.
Stop.
C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud is definitely an MVP character.
Oh, boy.
MVP
the NFL's
candidate.
Not going to like
he's
this.
Got he's holding his neck for some
he's
reason.
He's a character.
While
you don't have to do that. No one can see you.
It actually makes it easier to do this.
Oh, God. It's the worst.
John started.
You're a bad person.
Did you do your C.J. Stroud video like that?
No.
Is that what the NFL has to edit?
Watch this ball placement. Coming this ball placement.
Oh, my gosh.
His accuracy to hit a wide receiver stride.
This is what
this is what
John wants to do.
I know. This is what John.
I had no intention of anything like that.
Yes, you did, and that's why you
that's
made me say it.
That's the only time you talk about the side of your neck.
No one.
You made me say
not
it.
Not the side, it's the center of his neck.
You made me
that's
say it.
That's the center. Let's get John in here. He wants to talk about University of Texas. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Now that it was announced that Quinn Ewers is coming back, the line moved to -12.5 from -10. How confident should I be in them covering? How confident should I be about them going forward to making the playoffs? And Lance, has your grade on Quinn Ewers, draft grade on Quinn Ewers changed? Thanks, guys.
I don't have a grade on him yet. I don't grade quarterbacks until the season's over and I get to see all their throws. I'm not going to deal with having a filter that, like, if I did that, then C.J. Stroud would not have gotten the grade that I gave him. I had to see him against Georgia. And that was at the end of the year. So, and I don't have running grades for these guys because that allows for bias, confirmation bias. So I'll just tell you this. What I have seen from Quinn Ewers this year. I see a guy with great, you know, he lost weight, which I think has been good for him. He is a little bit smaller now by quarterbacking standards in terms of his size. He does have a very good arm. His decision-making is still suspect. He's still way too inconsistent. I don't think for me that he would be one of those top five, even 10 quarterbacks. Not
Quinn
Ewers,
no?
Nah. Just too many – doesn't I want to know? I want to see a guy who makes.
Well, not
good
if you
decisions.
Go back to the Oklahoma State game last year.
Well, that was a terrible.
It
game.
Was awful. But he's got.
Well, I want to
now,
see.
You know, you talk a lot about flashes.
Yeah,
dude, flashes.
He's got great flashes. There's no question. So you have to grade the flashes versus. But you know, C.J. Stroud wasn't always great, but his accuracy was always great.
Yeah,
like C.J. Stroud flashed in that Georgia game, and you thought, man, is this what I need to write him up as, the Georgia guy? And I kind of did. But his accuracy was never an issue. No. Quinn Ewers, it is an issue from time to time. And I think because he's got that off, you know, he spent so much of his time making the, you know, these baby Rodgers, all these baby Aaron Rodgers, Zach Wilson.
Stafford,
it's such a bad.
Mahomes,
well,
Stafford.
Well, Stafford came out, I mean, shortly after Aaron Rodgers. So I don't really, not that far after Aaron Rodgers. So Stafford just was a former baseball player, too. I think a lot of these guys, Aaron Rodgers, Zach Wilson, you know who his favorite player was growing up?
Aaron Rodgers.
So he tries to make all these. You got these quarterback gurus who are teaching these off-platform throws, which there is definitely value in them. But there's these trick shot stuff. Quinn Ewers is a trick shot guy. You got to get out of that. You get to it when you need it, but you got to show that you're a really good point A to point B quarterback, and I don't know that I trust him like that.
I think he puts Texas.
Do you trust
very
Quinn
much,
Ewers?
I do. I think he puts Texas back very.
You think Texas
very much into the playoff picture?
So what you're saying is Texas is back.
I've said that. I've been saying that. Texas is back, folks.
Texas is
okay.
Back. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not behind Texas, then you're
Nikki's
not.
Ready.
You hate our state.
So I talked.
You hate America.
I talked to a guy who handles his. I asked one of the guy who handles his NIL stuff. I said, "Is he coming back this year?" He goes, "Yeah, he is." It's 2 weeks ago. He said he's lifting his arm. Maybe it's last week. He told me he's lifting his arm above his shoulder. He said he'll be back. And I said, "Well, I was wondering if they were going to hold him out, you know, because of draft." And he's like, "No, he wants to play. He's got a chance to play for a national championship." So Quinn's coming back, and he's going to play.
The issue for Texas,
I thought it might be a week away, though.
The issue for Texas is there's not a lot left on the. Now, if you beat whoever you beat in the Big 12 title game, if you get there, will certainly help. There's not a lot left on their schedule to say this. We should elevate this
help.
Team. They're going to need obviously teams to lose.
Oh, so Ohio State and Michigan, one of those teams loses. Well, you'd rather it be Ohio State, right? Oh no, Michigan.
Michigan.
If Michigan loses, it might be. Oh, we're done with them. Actually,
yes.
The selection committee is probably
yes.
dying for yes. Michigan to lose.
Yes, yes.
Because if
they don't want to have to, they don't want to make
if
that
Michigan
choice.
Beats Ohio State, and I believe the Big Ten still has divisions, so they Ohio State would probably still make it in. And Michigan, they would beat up on the Big Ten West. So
yeah,
you don't want Ohio State losing that game.
No, you're right.
You
if you're the bowl, well, if you're Longhorns,
if you're the Longhorns,
because
or anyone else.
I do think the bowl championship series selection committee. I think they absolutely would take that opportunity to make sure Michigan doesn't get in.
I mean, if the BCS still
exists. If they lost,
listen,
sure.
If they decide, here's what happens. If Michigan goes undefeated and they decide Michigan ain't playing, that's a better even that's an even better chance for Texas.
Well, or they.
Because you won't have a Big Ten representative.
Or they'll default to Ohio State.
Well, here's what the clamor by, okay, so coaches will say good. The fans will say, why are you punishing these children?
Yeah, right. Because
you have a
these
lot of,
children were actually
well,
part
the
of
Big
it.
Ten will respond today, but I don't know what they're going to say. But they're
well,
expected
you think
to respond
knew?
Today.
Do you guys think players knew?
Yes.
Why do you think players knew? Just because this guy's telling the coaches?
Maybe not.
I don't know that they knew.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know that they would know. I don't know. If,
just
if
changes what you call as a coordinator.
Yeah,
so I'm not sure the players knew this.
Yeah, but the Big Ten will
but
tell us.
But they still benefited from it.
Yes.
As opposed to the future that's
yes.
going to get punished.
Yeah.
But the Big Ten will let us know at least today. I don't know if they'll come down with any punishment. They'll respond to Michigan. We'll see what they say. So we may have an answer. Probably not because that's how college athletics works. We probably won't get an answer. But we'll see what they say.
All right, Cameron's got a thought. I'm talking on the side of your neck. What do you say, Cameron?
Hey, how you doing? How y'all doing?
Good.
The first thing is. That is a saying down here. You talking outside your neck, that's just saying you'll say anything. But I do want to comment on my Falcons, and I just I really think we're better than the Texans. I just know that the coaching, and that's how good I feel like the coaching is doing down here in Houston. I just feel like D'Amico is years over Arthur Smith, and it just make us look like we that bad. I'll hang up in this.
Well, the Falcons do have some wins. We didn't include them in the mix here. But
because
the Falcons,
they're in the NFC.
Well, and they have beaten you, though. Well, that's right. We're talking about playoffs, yeah, in the AFC. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, the Falcons are still very much in it.
Yeah.
Well, in theory. Well, he in said, that division.
Yes, they are. He said that he believes the Falcons are better than the Texans. Well, on the field, they did beat them. But the difference is you either have Taylor Heineke or Desmond Ridder playing quarterback in the Texans, FC Jay Stroud. I would probably agree. If you had a better quarterback, you're better than the Texans.
Dude,
but
did
the
you,
Texans have
do you remember
a
the game Ridder had against the Texans?
It was. Yeah. Yeah. It, well,
his
yes,
best game.
Baker had one very, very similar, too, against the Texans.
Listen, it's the, Texans.
It, the Texans defense has given up numbers to guys you don't think they
That's
should.
That's over now. Stingley's back.
Oh, well.
By the way, I was looking up Stingley. There's nothing new on Stingley. I looked up Drew Scruggs. It's like he's been scrubbed from the internet. There's nothing new on Drew Scruggs. There's not. Is this a complete redshirt year for Drew Scruggs? This is. I'd like a physical update. Forget HIPAA violations. I want you to tell me exactly what's going on Drew Scruggs.
Mm. So break
is there
the law
something,
just for your
Is he
for,
alive?
For your purposes.
Has anyone seen Drew Scruggs? Are
he's
you
not
guys
dead. I don't think they can
Where
hide
is
that.
He?
Maybe he's just rehabbing.
They don't give updates on him? Well, he's not there yet. Well, where is he? Can I see him walk?
You think
no,
he's? You think he doesn't exist
business.
Anymore?
I don't know. I don't know.
You think he's in
Google
a different
Drew
division?
Scruggs. Google Drew Scruggs, see what
like.
Shows
I
up.
Care.
And then hit news. And then go try to find something about Juice Scruggs.
Coach will tell us when Juice Scruggs is ready to play.
Why are you so invested?
They don't need you.
Because he's a position we need. Okay. We're already in week 10. Even Stingley beat Scruggs back. This is scary stuff we're living in. This is 2023. Stingley beat somebody back off an IR. This is a cause for concern.
Do you want you want to lodge a formal protest against the Texans?
No, I just like for them to show proof of life.
You think he might be dead?
I'd like to know what they're doing with him. If they're holding
what do you
him,
mean doing with him?
Is he in a dungeon somewhere?
Why would
is
he be in a dungeon?
Did somebody screw up and actually break his leg
you
or
think
something?
You think they operated?
Show
the wrong,
me Juice.
They
Scruggs.
Took out the wrong organ.
Yeah, we see that. Is there a news of the weird with a football player in Houston? Here's a news of the weird for you: a football player in Houston, an offensive guard / center, was in the team facility, and they accidentally amputated him at his leg at the knee.
Why they don't do surgeries
Would
in the team
like
facility?
Would you like to amputate somebody at the knee?
They don't.
And I'd say, who is this person?
None of this.
No, he wouldn't.
First of all, it's none of your business, and we're not going to violate HIPAA
It actually
rules.
Is my business.
He wouldn't ask, would you want to get amputated at the knee?
Yeah.
He wouldn't ask if I would do the amputation.
Right, yeah.
He asked me if I would.
No,
Aaron Wilson reported about a week ago that Juice Scruggs is about two weeks away from returning from his hamstring.
Thank you.
Hamstring?
Yes, his hamstring.
So Juice Scruggs has a 3-month hamstring?
That's Aaron Wilson.
Bro, he doesn't run like that to be tearing a hamstring.
Yeah, he does. Yes, he does. All right.
He's athletic.
He gets to the second level. Okay.
He's not that quick to the second level, if you really want to know the truth.
Juice Scruggs
can't tear a hamstring.
We're about 3 minutes away from coming back here on the show, because right now I got to talk about Chastain.
Prove he's here.
Okay.
Proof of life.
All right, I'm proving right now that Chastain Ford is on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, and it's just 5 minutes from downtown. It's where you go. Listen, I like to touch. I like to see. I like to go and smell that new car. A lot of people like to just do it online, and that's fine. You don't want to be around people, whatever. I like to go there. I went to the dealership. I sat down with Justin. We picked everything that I wanted in my F-150, and it was a great experience. It was the perfect experience. The first thing, both times, when I bought my Expedition there, okay, where do your payments have to be? Okay, that's the most important thing to them, because they don't want you to choke on that car. They don't want you to choke on those payments. They want you to be to love that vehicle and have it so you're – everybody's got to have a car in the city of Houston, everybody, because you just can't get around. There's no public transit. There is, but it sucks. So you, my friends, have to have a vehicle that you can trust, a service that is always going to be there, a vehicle that is going to be no add-ons, no markups. You're going to love your experience because you're going to join the Chastain family. You're going to be treated like family every single time. At ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. Get your Ford at Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5.com. We keep getting away with it.
I want the ball. Give me the ball.
Thank you. G's not going to have to travel far to make today's tee time. He's already at East River 9 in the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios and broadcasting live with his swing coach, Lance Z, and angry caddy, Dello.
Angry caddy. Angry caddy.
Man, there is something to this. We need to pray for Juice Scruggs. Did you see this Brazilian influencer? Luana Andrade?
Why is there something to it? Because of Lance's speculation?
Yeah. We don't know where he is. We haven't seen him. We haven't heard from him. Did you see this? A Brazilian influencer and reality TV star, Luana Andrade. Have you seen her?
I'm looking at the picture associated with the article, yes.
Yeah. Well, she's no longer with us because of a botched knee liposuction.
She had a cardiac arrest.
She had cardiac arrest. This is a tragic loss.
But she didn't lose her leg.
No,
she lost her life.
Yeah, but he's saying he got amputated and a leg got removed.
No, but there's something to this.
I didn't get amputated.
No, you're saying Juice Scruggs did.
Juice Scruggs.
No, I don't know that. I want to make sure if it's not a news from the weird news of the weird.
Well, this is no longer with us right here, and that's a shame.
By this, you mean a human being? When you say this
picture.
You mean that woman that you're talking about?
Knee liposuction. You want to talk about issues
with body
dysmorphia, isn't that what it's called?
Egomaniac.
I've got too much fat in my knee.
You think I'm paying a little bit too much attention to myself?
Do you think guys are thinking, boy, that everything would be so good if that knee...
If I didn't have that fat knee.
Well, look at this disgusting picture of her. Look at that disgusting knee fat. She had to get rid of it.
Body dysmorphia.
I mean, there's the other part of her.
Who noticed? I didn't even know she had knees.
Look at this picture.
If she didn't even have any legs, who would care?
Ooh, I think you would. You're shallow.
No.
Come on, Lance. Let's have a conversation between me and you. Let's exclude John. If a woman is attractive as Miss Andrade,
you're not going to pull me into this.
If a woman is attractive,
what does Monty think about this?
It's not about your preference. It's about his preference.
I don't have any preference.
It's not about mine. I'm married.
This is what I'm saying.
I don't need this.
Oh, fine. We know you love your wife. We get it.
I love my wife too.
This is not about if you want her. I'm asking about John.
I don't want her.
You're safe here, Lance. You don't have to do this.
Okay. So
my question is, if a woman,
would John?
Yes, with John. Okay, we know what this woman looks
no
like.
Legs, John,
if she had
would
no legs,
no.
would he be, oh, I don't care about the no legs. That's an out. You're a liar.
Like now, wait a minute.
I told you you're a born liar. You're a born liar.
This is going to sound terrible, and I don't mean it to sound that. Should I even say this?
No, probably not.
Probably not.
This is not me. I'm just saying what John would do.
Yes,
you're right.
Understood.
What John would do.
No.
You amputated at the knee, he would still be probably.
No way.
Yeah, I think he would be
in. He's not that shallow.
Now, if we're amputating too much higher.
Not in the least.
What do you mean, mid-thigh? You think he's out mid-thigh?
Yep. He is.
And what?
And you'd also have to wear. She would also have to have, what are they?
The prosthetics?
Prosthetics,
Do you think John would make a joke and call her, hey, what's up, legs? Would he ever do that?
Yes.
No, I'd say Peg.
No. Yeah, either Peggy or, you shouldn't argue with me. You don't have a leg to stand on.
He would do that.
He'd totally do that.
If they got into a fight.
You're such a bad person, John, just from our discussion.
Right. I would do none of those things. There's a guy out here. He's Jeremy Booth. Have we ever heard of him before?
I haven't, but I don't
know.
He's got
an Extra Bases podcast. His contention is that bloggers and tweeters are, because Dusty named bloggers and tweeters as one of the reasons he retired.
Well, you have to say podcast. Dusty didn't say it, but that would mean podcasters too. He didn't like being, Dusty basically said, and he said 30-year-olds. Basically, Dusty's saying, I don't like a bunch of
new
young,
media.
Never been. You know, pseudo media types telling me my business, and so I'm done with it. Which means Dusty was aware of it all. Which means Dusty either had to seek it out or somebody brought it to him.
Yeah.
Neither one of those is good.
Why is Dusty listening to a 30-year-old blogger? Or what? It makes no sense at all.
Don't listen to sports talk hosts.
Hey,
bloggers.
Maybe that. That
Chandler Rome. On his nerves.
Yeah.
But I was told he and Chandler Rome used to go have
boys.
Beers on the road.
Yeah, well, we don't have that. Do we have? Have we had that verified? I don't know. So anyway, this assertion by Jeremy Booth is that, well, you're not going to get guys to come here now because of bloggers and tweeters.
Is that what he said on the?
It's the most ridiculous.
That's what he said on a podcast.
Okay, Has he ever seen New York? Has he ever seen Philadelphia? Has he ever seen San Francisco? I mean, the media in those cities, we are the softest media city in the country.
I think that's always overplayed. Not just we're talking media now, but I think anytime it's introduced about, well, if you have a team that does this, or if you don't pay this player, if you don't do – players and agents go where the money is.
Yeah, it's,
and, they and do. Some players who are older want a chance to win, but it's where's the best offer? And if it's a bad organization that's offering you money, guess what? They get plenty of free agents too. They get plenty of free agents.
Listen, even if it's not the Jim Crane isn't going to pay you the most money. You know what you're going to do here? You're going to win. And then you know what you're going to do? You're going to get another job somewhere else. You're going to win. So this is it's not an attractive job because of bloggers and tweeters. Get them. What kind of stupidity are we talking about here? It's ridiculous. There is no way that someone won't take this job here because the bloggers and tweeters are too mean.
If someone said,
by the way, most managers don't give a rat's ass what bloggers and tweeters say.
If someone said a job of 97.5 was unattractive because John worked there, I'd agree.
Yeah,
but
I can
see
that.
As far as this is concerned, it's silly. I'm going to turn down millions of dollars on a successful franchise because someone will say something mean that I don't actually have to indulge because I'm a grown man. I can choose not to hear it if I want to. Come on.
I don't know if Dusty was talking about blog. He was. I don't get it. I don't understand that. But the constant every single day, there were plenty of, maybe they didn't come out and say it, but why in the hell is Yiner not playing? Why in the hell, what are you doing, Dusty, with this lineup? Why is Chaz not in there?
I do believe he thought he should have been a made man and he shouldn't have been questioned.
Yes.
But I don't think I think Dusty used that to insult everyone. I think he was just tired of media questioning him. And it just became bloggers and tweeters.
Yeah.
When it's just a general
You want to know what he was saying? You want to know what he was saying? I'll spell it out for you. Man, I'm not trying to listen to these punk-ass kids. He was basically saying punk-ass kids.
Everyone under Dusty's age feels like a 30-year-old probably to him.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, him, what he just said is, you think I want to listen to you punk-ass kids tell me, you snot-nosed punk-ass kids tell me what to do?
Yeah.
No. That's exactly what, if you really want to be real about it, that's what he would tell somebody. I'm not listening to these punk-ass kids.
He had smoke for everyone.
Yeah, who didn't have any sweat between their legs. As Kim Helton once told us on 610, I don't listen to people who've never had sweat between their legs. That was, remember that when Kim Helton said that on the air?
No.
You don't? Oh, that's one of the all-time.
I think you just made it up.
No, I didn't. I couldn't make that up. I'd never heard
that before. The
love
doctor?
Kim Helton.
Talking about sweat between
Kim
the legs?
Kim Helton said, I don't need advice from people who have never had sweat between their legs. And I was like, damn,
cuz. All right, we're breaking. We got DJ BNMA on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, we got Maestro DeBell.
Maestro DeBell is, I'm going to look around, man. If we don't have it here, somebody's getting a stern talking to because Maestro DeBell needs to be on the shelves at your restaurants that you love. Maybe you work at a restaurant. You want to mention it to managers. Maybe you are a manager. You need to start carrying Maestro DeBell. My son is a manager at a restaurant, and I had him get with Mallory from Maestro DeBell so they could start carrying it as well, and that's what they're doing. It's a great opportunity for you to experience a top-notch tequila with at a very reasonable price. I had some yesterday, had the little snifter out, poured a little 2-ounce glass, and was watching draft prospects right before I did my C.J. Stroud video that I did for the NFL. I'm sitting there, and I've got my Añejo out, and Brandon comes in and goes, what is that? Is that bourbon? I said, no, it's an Añejo. So smooth, a little hint of sweetness at the end, just a very, very easy sipping tequila. But Reposado, you can say the same thing about that, and of course you can say the same thing about their Cristalino. So many different tequilas to choose from, made in Tequila, Mexico, by 11 generations of tequila makers so far over the years. This is a top-notch tequila waiting for you. Wherever fine liquors are sold, it's Maestro DeBell.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. Oh, it's you people.
Tired of being your tram donkeys, acting like you some one-man GPS.
Time to talk about MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code 975. You got bet 975. Bet 975 is the promo code, and you gotta put that in there if you want to get the bonus. You can get up to $200 bonus that you can play right away. It's great. A lot of times, you have to play it multiple times, multiples of it, and before you can pull that money out that you won, which makes it, a lot riskier because you have to play it multiple times. This one, you can play it and then pull the money out. It's amazing. So, and this is free money that you're going to get by going to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Find out what your deposit is, what it is. It's got to be at least $50 deposit, and you can get up to $200 in free money. So here's the deal, is you can also make parlays and get out of those early. It's just the best site. It is unbelievable how much you can do, how many different bets there are, casino game, everything about it is just great. So if you're looking for the best place to win, get paid, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. MyBookie.ag. Promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.
On the northern bank of Buffalo Bayou, you will find the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at East River 9 and its current occupants, John and Lance.
All right. Reminder. We're going to be talking with DJ Bienname about this game coming up in Cincinnati. We're going to be at Valencia's on 34th and near Ella, giving away Coors Lights the whole game. So if you're looking for a great place to come watch the game, all the TVs, great Mexican food, come on. We're going to be there noon until the game is over, and we're giving away free Coors Lights at Valencia. So come on, hang with us. DJ Bienname with us here. He covers the Houston Texans, and he joins us, and he's on a bunch of shows here with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. DJ, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing today?
Man, we're doing great. All this, okay, a couple of things. Yeah, I was listening to you and Paul about this. The Texans have a 39.6% chance to make the playoffs. Are you in on this, that the Texans are a playoff contender?
Playoff contender? Yes. Will they make it? As of today, I mean, no. Mainly because they dropped those two games on the road to the Panthers and the Falcons. And I think every win for them was going to matter so much more in a race like this, knowing that they're going to face the Titans twice, Jets, Jags, the Bengals, and the Browns, right? So, like, they kind of need a little wiggle room because they're not gonna sweep all those teams, right? Like, you don't anticipate they're going to win out or, like, out of that schedule go 4-1. So they're probably going to go maybe 3-2 or 2-3. So I think those two losses are going to bite them in the butt a little bit at the end. Mainly because they're not necessarily a team yet. They will be, I believe, but not a team yet that is. They kind of remind me a little bit of the Bengals a little bit, like the early stages of the Bengals. Obviously, like that year one aspect. But do I think they'll make the playoffs? I have to lean no right now, but they're going with Cincinnati one day weekend. That changes everything because, again, that would give them a massive tiebreaker over a team that's surging and will be in the playoff hunt. But they're for sure in the mix, and they'll control their destiny going down the stretch. Because I think the playoff football for them starts December 10th against the New York Jets. Because New York Jets will be in that race. So will the Titans. So will the Colts. Maybe not the Colts, but the Titans and the Jets are going to be in that race, and the Browns. So I think the playoff race, in reality, really starts that weekend, December 10th.
One of the things that, CJ Stroud's the talk of radio, of TV, of internet, of everything, and rightfully so, he really should be. But I think we have to talk about Tank Dell, because the previous two games where Tank got hurt early in the game and then Tank missed, he didn't even get to 200 yards passing. Tank Dell comes back. We're at 470, five touchdowns, including Tank Dell getting two of them, including the game winner. I mean, let's talk for a second about what Tank Dell does to not only unlock this offense, but really unlock C.J. Stroud's full potential.
Yeah, I think so. My biggest concern with Tank coming out was more or less, can he necessarily win on the outside when the corners get a little physical? And he's completely thwarted that concern in my eyes. I think what he brings is an elite separator on the outside, because, again, if you look at his size, obviously he's not the biggest. I think that's well documented. But the majority of his production, 377 yards, have come on the outside. 377 of his 454 have come on the outside. And all of his touchdowns have come on the outside. And he provides, because, you know, when you're trying to throw the guys on the outside, you put, especially in this offense, you want guys that create legitimate separation, right? Because in this offense, you know, he gets a throw into his patient, so with rhythm, so with timing, so with a spot. And Tank does that at a very high level. He can separate and create windows for CJ to throw the ball to. Again, you made a great point, right? The games where he didn't produce as well as you would like, CJ that is, Tank was missing two out of the three, right? The Falcons game, he missed half of it. And then the Saints game, in the Saints game, that was a prime example of how much they missed Tank because the Saints play a lot of man. And Tank, such a team, is beating man because he's an elite separator. So, yeah, no, you're right.
He was there for the Carolina game, though. DJ, he was there for the Carolina game and only had four targets and 16 yards.
He was there for the Carolina game. Yeah. He was there for the Carolina game. I would say that the game plan, you know, based off of what Carolina was doing, a lot of more too high looks. Bobby wanted to run the ball a little bit more, but, you know, their run game still is what their run game is, so they weren't able to effectively run the football to take advantage of those light boxes, which put them in a lot of third and long situations. And, you know, a lot of their plays were still, at that time, they were still really leaning into trying to throw over the middle of the field in the intermediate game, and Carolina was doing a really good job of taking away that and the D-linemen really jumping up, you know, three-step, jump up, and try to bat the ball down.
Yeah.
So I would say that, you know, that Carolina game was a little funky in that capacity, but then again, this past week against the Bucs, they were still, you know, at times going over the middle field, but then they're also pushing the ball down the field outside the numbers to Tank. Right. There's a few opportunities that TJ and Tank weren't able to connect on. Tank could have had like 200 yards on a day, to be honest.
He dropped the one ball along the sideline. But here's the deal, is D'Amico, after that Carolina game, made reference to the fact that they didn't handle success well. And listen, CJ and Tank, and they're the toast of the town right now. And it's going to be interesting to see whether or not, I mean, D'Amico was pissed after that Panthers game and made reference to, we didn't work hard enough, we didn't focus enough, we didn't do all of those things that we need to be. That's what an immature team does. We'll find out whether or not they're mature or not, if they can handle that Tampa win this week.
Yeah, I agree. I think the one thing that does kind of serve me a little bit, right, is what you just mentioned, right, how they're not great at handling success. And what we've seen across the league for years, that when teams have those last-second emotional wins, there's usually like a little bit of a letdown in the following week, right, because you spend so much energy trying to fight and claw to get that win, and you barely got that win, and then the following week is a little bit of a letdown, especially to start out. And again, they have a bunch of injuries across the board at a plethora of positions, whether it's O-line, receiver, running back, defensive back. Like, that last game took a lot out of them. But I do expect them to be extremely more competitive in this game and not have the story that unfortunate letdown where, because again, right, they beat the Steelers. We're thinking, okay, they're going to go into Atlanta, and they're going to handle the Falcons, and then they allow this man to have a career high. Okay, cool, that happens. They beat the Saints. They're 3-3 going into the bye, and we're thinking, okay, 2 weeks off, they should be able to handle the Panthers, and they get the Panthers their first win, right? The Texans on the road have been a tricky team, because you see the performances against the Jags, but then you see the performances against the Falcons and Panthers. And then, you know, you had the performance against the Ravens, where, okay, yes, well, score versus 25-9, but defensively, they played a hell of a game. It's just that the offense didn't really give them much. So I'm really interested to see which version do we get, the Jags / Ravens version defensively, or, you know, are we going to get kind of like the Falcons version where the defense is fine, but the offense is also kind of tricky and not really moving the ball well, and then you end up losing at the end. So I'm really curious to see what we're going to get against a really, really great Bengals team.
It really is, and they're playing great. It'll be interesting to see. And, you know, Matt Burke yesterday talking about Joe Burrow and not changing stuff up. Listen, this defense has given it up in the fourth quarter, and luckily CJ and the offense bailed him out last week. what's got to change with them? They did it against Carolina. They did it last week as well against Tampa Bay. Is there anything that they talked about this week that's going to change in that fourth quarter, giving up those long drives?
There's nothing specifically that he talked about, but I would say that, you know, they just, you know, when it comes down to those close games, in my eyes, sometimes you need a little bit of luck, and like, I feel like the ball bounced the opposite way for them, because think about it, the Saints game, it bounced their favor, and then the last, you know, last two games, well, the Panthers game, it didn't bounce their favor, and then Bucks game, it didn't bounce it, but they were just able to bail them out. And again, like, even in that Bucks game, they did force a fumble, and they almost fell on it, but they just weren't able to corral it, and, you know, in that drive, before Baker was able to throw that go-ahead score to his tight end. So I think it's more or less just they haven't been able to get a little, you know, really finish, right? I think that's been their biggest issue in this situation, whereas the Falcons not finishing, the Panthers not finishing, because the Panthers game and the Falcons game, because they played extremely well at the end, then it comes to fruition. So I think it's going to really come down to when it's a 50-50 situation, the DBs, linebackers, whoever it is, even the linemen, whether it's D-line getting to the quarterback, bringing him down, or when the ball's in the air, really getting, you know, either getting in touching or forcing a pass breakup in those situations, because they weren't able to, you know, make those plays down the stretch. And again, another thing, they can't, you know, you kind of want to put a team away, right? The Panthers game, you had to put them, you let them hang around too long, right? The Falcons game, you let them hang around too long. If you're in the NFL, you guys know, if you let them hang around long enough, they will make you pay. So I think it's been a combination of both sides, right? Not just defensively, because the Panthers game, if they convert that 3rd and 10 or that 3rd and 5 doesn't turn to 3rd and 10 because of the delay of game, and they can possibly get a field goal, now the Panthers have to go with touchdown, which I don't think they would have done, mainly because of how their offense looked that entire day. And in the Falcons game, right, you gain turnovers, but you're not finishing in the red zone, which then, again, you're letting them hang around, and then eventually your defense is going to break, right? So that's what I would say. It's going to be more of a collective effort in the sense of capitalizing in the red zone and putting up the points that you need to put up. So then if, you know, it's late in the fourth quarter, and instead of being, oh, we just need a field goal, maybe now the opposing team needs a touchdown to just tie the game.
DJ BNMA with us all the shows right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Good insight. We appreciate it, DJ. Thanks for hanging with us, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, DJ.
DJ BNMA right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for me to talk about HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net. It's the best way to go about this thing. I don't know if your business is growing or has grown, or if you have, if you decided that, I mean, you got to make the decision to go with a payroll company, all right? Go with somebody that's going to do this, because this is what they do every single day. You don't do payroll. You sell your widgets, whatever your widgets are. You sell yourself. You sell your widgets, whatever company that you have. You're not experts in payroll. All right, it's a pain. It's what you got to do, but do it. And are you doing it well? Is your payroll department growing too much, and you're wasting money because you're paying all these people to take care of that? How about letting HRP take care of it? They're going to give you a great price. They're going to break it down for you exactly what they can do for you, and they're going to save you money. There's one company that has, like, I don't know, 30 employees or so, and they said, well, we can save them $150,000 a year. Wow, that's big savings. That's big to the bottom line for you. So if let them come and evaluate your business and tell you what they can do for you and how much money that they can save you by doing that payroll, doing that HR, and taking care of your taxes as well. All at HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. We got weights and fish.
We got weights and fish.
There we go. Oh!
Back to the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, live at East River 9, where Del Olaleye is babysitting John and Lance. Now, Del, please make sure they take their naps today.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did you see Devontae Smith's comments about the tush push?
Yeah, I figured that was the case. Although you can't tell on TV, but do we have it? Do we have the audio? So you want to just read it?
No, I just, he says, I ain't about that life. I ain't getting in there in the middle.
He says it's nasty.
He says it's nasty. Man, I'm going to push a little bit, but then look, I ain't trying to get up in that pile, man. Bad things happen when you're in the pile. He says you can't breathe down there.
All right, what's the worst thing that happened to you as a quarterback when you were in the pile? Or what's the worst thing you saw?
Well, guys trying to, you know, twist your ankle and
to try to get the ball,
knee.
Or just try to hurt you.
I have had guys, try to hurt you. Yeah. That happens.
Was any of it gang related with you being in the animals?
Retribution for something you did
gang
off the field?
Yeah, was it gang affiliation?
There was no gang affiliation.
Like, I
they were a social
the
club,
animals
weren't they?
Weren't a gang.
They were a social club.
It was. Yeah, we were socius.
Who? You weren't a soci.
Well, we were a soci.
You were not a soci. You were a social club who had did construction or whatever you guys did.
Social club is
we
my
were.
Favorite.
Yeah. And, yeah, we had odd jobs in corporate.
Odd jobs.
We were businessmen.
Yes.
It wasn't an old lady coming after me. You know, that was my grandma that you ripped off.
Yeah.
With those tiles.
So you weren't, like, you weren't going and collecting envelopes, like, shaking stores down. You were.
No.
Providing a service.
Did your dad ever, when he owned the bar, did he ever have to give somebody an envelope?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Not mafia. No.
But
hey,
like,
a bookie.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not a.
Or the permit people.
Yeah.
We can make this permit go a little bit quicker.
Yeah. He's
trying
dead.
Not to incriminate himself.
He's dead. He used to take the tape out of the register 6 o'clock on Saturday nights and then put another tape in, and that one disappeared all the time.
Wait, what does that mean, put the tape in?
So you put.
I know the ching, ching, ching,
ching, ching.
Right.
So then you take that one out on Sunday morning, and that one disappears.
And that's what you have for
that was a bunch of money that went in the pocket.
Oh, because there wasn't credit card then.
It was all cash.
And the only way to keep up with it was the tape?
Well, yeah, the only way to keep up with it, and that went to the IRS, knew about that. But they didn't know about that tape that disappeared.
They can't get you.
Yeah.
What else do you want to unburden yourself with, son?
Yeah, is there anything else you want to talk about?
I didn't do it. Well, I did when I got there.
Yeah. It was a family business.
Yeah.
It was a family business.
What about you didn't mention your time delivering beer. Was there any interesting stories when you were delivering beer every summer?
Yeah. I mean, we used to go, so you fill up the truck with beer, right?
Yeah.
And then you take it out. Well, I was a helper on the truck, but when the driver took the vacation, I took over the route, and I would drive the truck. And when I would go, you know, you got to empty the beer off the truck and deliver it. Well, instead of that, I would sit at a bar a lot of the day and watch a Cubs game and drink and eat. And just,
you're a White Sox fan, though.
I know, but you watch the games. So, yeah. You know. So I go back to the warehouse.
Is it refrigerated? It's not refrigerated.
No, it's not. But you go back to the warehouse, and the beer's still on the truck. And you didn't
Wait,
sell
you
it.
Wait, you didn't drop it off?
No.
You had to try to sell it?
You go to the store. You go to the, I didn't make all the stops like
you
I was
weren't just
to.
Doing deliveries.
Yeah, I didn't make all the stops like I was supposed to. So I go back, and the truck could still have a bunch of beer on it.
You didn't
And you
about-
open up the bays, and my uncle would look at it and go, what'd you do, take the beer for a ride? Okay. You're supposed to sell this stuff.
You didn't make that calculation before you decided to spend the day watching the Cubs?
You know, it was I couldn't make all the stops. Sorry, Uncle.
How many did you make? One?
No, I made some. And
then
1 o'clock the game starts.
Yeah.
That's it.
How long did that last? And he kept you coming back?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
you're family.
It's family. Yeah.
Yeah, John to screw
it's
up,
my,
but he's family.
It's my brother's kid.
It's my brother's kid.
Johnny to screw up. Johnny to screw up.
What
yeah.
What is Chicago's known as, what is, well, they had nepotism there, but it's the machine.
Yeah, with the machine.
Yeah, kind of the whole, not just the political machine, the beer sales machine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a.
Greasing the skids.
Great. I worked there every summer for throughout college. It was fun. But anyway, I mean, I never told you about the beer. But
no.
No. Anyway, 713-780-3776 if you guys want to get in here. Right, we're at East River 9, and they're having their one-year anniversary tomorrow right here from 4 to 10. They're going to have live music. They are going to have pickleball open courts. You can come on by and hang out with us. Oh, look, Abigail's here. Hi, Abigail. Abigail's here. everybody.
Who's everybody? Who are you talking to?
To everybody, come on by and hang out with everybody.
Intern no one's ever seen.
Are you telling
except
people
on Twitch,
just
I think
to come out and see come the and intern hang out see, or promo see person now?
Yeah, come
promo
and see Abigail. Right. Nice young girl.
That's a bad precedent that you're doing there.
Yeah. Okay, I've got a question for you. The worst, here's a story, the worst
person.
Quarterback situation in the NFL.
The Raiders?
Yeah, Raiders. Well, yeah, I mean, they have Aiden O'Connell.
The Pats?
Pats.
Do you think the Pats have the worst? No, because they're going to draft early.
Oh, you mean, oh, okay, future-wise.
Yeah.
The Raiders have four wins.
Now, they have Aiden O'Connell, who is a fourth-round pick. My son goes, have y'all ever actually seen Aiden O'Connell?
I don't know I don't know what he
from
looks
Purdue.
Like.
Okay. My son said,
I've seen him at Purdue, though.
My son said, did you see the guy for the Raiders, their quarterback? And I know who he is. So he said, I know Aiden O'Connell. He goes, they look like they pulled him out of the stands. He looks like that player. There's a player on a pro basketball team that I guess just looks horrific. He wouldn't look like a pro basketball
player. Here's what they say. The Giants have the worst quarterback situation in the league.
Well, yeah, I mean, they paid.
You got all that money invested in Daniel Jones.
Yeah, although I think you can get out of it after next year.
A couple years. Yeah, after next year.
With Jones' knee out for the season, Taylor and Taylor with his ribs, they've got DeVito at quarterback right now.
What about Vikings?
The Raiders are second. They feel like that's the worst deal with Jimmy Garoppolo and his money.
They've already said Jimmy's done.
Should the Giants, what they are giving Daniel Jones, and you mentioned they can get out of it next year, should it preclude them from drafting quarterback?
No.
If they
no.
can get out of it next
no.
year?
No.
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 It's the same as the Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love situation to me.
And it's actually not a bad situation because they're losing and they're going to have a nice pick.
Uh-huh.
They should be okay.
It doesn't preclude for me, and then you get him back, and then maybe you shop Daniel Jones if you need to, or let the other quarterback learn a year. You got 5 years. No, it wouldn't preclude me.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think he was that guy. He wasn't that guy. He wasn't that guy, buddy.
You're not that guy, pal.
He's not that
guy,
pal.
The Rams are the third worst situation.
Old quarterback.
They got Carson Wentz now. That's a terrible. The Vikings. Hey, listen, the Vikings are going to be okay winning football games. It's not great.
But it's not a great situation. No. Cousins is up. He tore his Achilles, even if you want to bring him back. And Josh Dobbs is certainly not the answer.
So you can't see a Quinn Ewers going at about 15 or 16 in the draft.
Oh, no, I could. I wouldn't take him there. I don't think he goes. Yeah, 15, 16. Oh, yeah. Well, I think he could end up going higher. I think it'd be a mistake.
Well, how many quarterbacks?
And I'm saying that without really looking at
his film.
You haven't
done the work yet. You got to do it after the season. Yeah. But as far as where you in your head just rip off the quarterbacks, how many quarterbacks would you have ahead of him right now?
The big two, I would say. I need to see. Now, this would be a prediction. I need to see what Cam Ward
so
is.
So Drake
look like.
May and Caleb Williams are your big two.
Is
where's
Penix? Up ahead of him?
Bo Nix?
We'll see. I think now Bo Nix may end up ahead of him, based on everything, you know, physically. Penix, I don't know that Penix is going to get there or not. I have to check and see. He's not the biggest guy, but he does have a whip like Michael Vick type left hand. Well, he can zip it in there really well.
Yeah.
Penix is a guy I'm very interested to watch because I wasn't that crazy about him when he was at Indiana.
No one was really.
No, but
no,
he's
injured and.
Yeah, but I need to see it. You know, it's different. There's a Tulane quarterback that took a
Michael Pratt.
Yeah, Pratt got people a think, Senior Bowl invite.
People think there's a chance he comes back for another year.
All right, we got to break it here.
He took an invite at the Senior Bowl.
We got Limo Guy next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 live from East River 9. And don't forget, Sunday, come and hang out with me. We're drinking Coors Lights over at Valencia's right there on 34th. We're going to watch the game at noon in Cincinnati. And we're going to drink free Coors Lights, so we want you to hang out with us. Right now I'm hanging out with Mark Klein from Klein's Jewelry. He is joining us here because he's here to tell you, listen, holiday season is here, Mark. You got to start thinking about what you're going to get her, right?
I can't believe it. Yeah, it is here. It's, a week and a half before Thanksgiving and 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. I mean, it's amazing. It's here. And if you're looking for diamonds and you're thinking, man, what do I get her? I was sitting on the couch here a few minutes ago thinking, what am I going to get her for Christmas? You know, the holiday season's here. You got to get her something. Might as well get her diamonds. And if you are going to get her diamonds, you got to come to me. Come to Klein's Jewelry, whether it's diamond pendants, diamond earrings, diamond bracelets. Compare the price. You can call me over the phone and compare the price. I'll text you the price back. We'll do it by picture. We'll do it by whatever. We have hundreds and hundreds of pieces in stock. And we also have, you know, something that's new on the market, which saves you about a quarter of the cost. We have lab-grown diamonds compared to natural diamonds. So you can get into a carat diamond earring, and you might spend $500 instead of spending $2,000. So as far as anything in jewelry, anything at all, you want jewelry repair, you need something fixed, we do it on site. We do it in a day. If you want watch repair, we do that on site. We do it, you know, it might take a couple days. Whatever you want, we do it better than anywhere else in the city. You give us a call at 832-316-1388. We have two locations, one on Westheimer in Fountainview and one on Woodway in Augusta. So give us a call for the holiday season or any time, whatever you want done. We do custom jewelry right there in the store, or check out KleinsJewelry.com.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, bud.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
You know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Who?
Jack Burton. Me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.